You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape. Hey, this is Remix Tape. I'm Lindsay Soayos. Today, I kind of threw a show together a little quickly, and I'm calling it abjection, not objection, something that a lawyer would say or something in a court of law, but abjection. And I thought of the theme just from reading recently something that's been kind of difficult reading for me, but also I think really important reading for not only me, a woman, but for a lot of other women I've talked to about this. So this is a book by Chris Krause called I Love Dick I've been reading. She kind of inspired me to do this mix because in this book she famously abjects herself, pursues this kind of literary and philosophical kind of humiliation as a feminist pursuing a sort of archetypal masculine figure whose name is Dick in the symbolically. Whose name is Dick in the in her life in this book. And so I was thinking about pop music that I could play, pop music but also alternative or indie music that I could play to really get at this theme, the experiment, the project that she embarks on in this book, which is to explore her own desire, basically what I would call is this kind of monstrous desire for some women, women who are drawn, attracted to particular kind of masculine symbol and the kind of crisis and identity and worldview that that brings on. And I was thinking, you know, I had a hard time coming up with songs to play. I'm going to do my best today. I started with Neil Young. I started with this song, A Man Needs a Maid. He's been criticized about the lyrics of this song quite a bit. This is from his album Harvest, which, to be honest with you, isn't my favorite. But this song, to me, is certainly, from a man's perspective, something that I think women fear they're limited to, or that many women fear. I don't want to reduce my kind of heteronormative experience in the world. I mean, I don't want to use it as a blanket base for other people in the world who are living with their own identity. And this is a song that, for me at least, is sort of disturbing. A man needs a maid. You know, some people are saying, well, he doesn't really mean that, you know, a man ought to be married and that a woman ought to perform the tasks of a maid. It's not so simple. It's more like he's feeling kind of emotionally vulnerable, not sure if he wants to go get into a new relationship. And so he wonders, should I just get a maid who will perform the basic functions in my house and therefore be single, not get into a relationship? Or, you know, what should I do if I choose to get into a relationship? Then what is that woman going to be to me? Is she going to be the kind of person who cooks and cleans for me? Or is she going to be some other sort of equal partner in the relationship? And that really ought to be, I think, a crisis for some men. That really ought to be a crisis. And I think it's certainly a crisis for some women who struggle with the expectations of marriage and having children, who also want those things. But what I'm talking about is something much more complicated, maybe, which is just the very feeling of desire. And the fear, at least, that Chris Krause seems to explore in her book, the feeling that that desire is not welcome in our world. I just wanted to read something from her, and then I'm going to play more music, hopefully not talk as much. Sorry. So this is from her book, I Love Dick. She's writing to Dick right now. This book is just a bunch of letters that she writes to this person. I moved to talk to you about art because I think you'll understand, and I think I understand art more than you. Because I moved in writing to be irrepressible. Writing to you seems like some holy cause, because there's not enough female irrepressibility written down. I fused my silence and repression with the entire female gender's silence and repression. I think the sheer fact of women talking, being paradoxical, inexplicable, flip, self-destructive, but above all else, public, is the most revolutionary thing in the world. I could be 20 years too late, but epiphanies don't always synchronize with style.
You didn't see my valentine. I sent it via pantomime. While you were watching someone else,
stared at you and cut myself. It's all I'll do, cause I'm not free. A fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. It's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. I watch you live to have my fun. I root for you, I love you. You, 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 you. I root for you, I love you. You, 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 you. I made it to a dinner date. My teardrops seasoned every plate. I tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve.
Sweetly, you. leave me if I'm feeling too lonely.
Hey, it's Remix Tape. I'm back. I just played some songs. Let me tell you what the songs were. First, I played My Old Man from Joni Mitchell's Blue. Next, Valentine, That was from Fiona Apple's last album. Next, Dark Turn of Mind, Gillian Welch from her album Harrow in the Harvest, which she, I think, is just finishing up touring. And then Guys Like Me from Amy Mann from her album Lost in Space. I don't really have a kind of particular explanation or a satisfying explanation for why all these songs tap into the theme of abjection. I think they do in different ways. So I'll leave it to you to try to read my mind as I play more music and talk less. You're listening to Remix Tape. It feels like a real variety show today. And now, from Chris Krauss, page 168. Dear Dick, number one, some incidents in the life of a slave girl. How do you continue when the connection to the other person is broken, when the connection is broken to yourself. To be in love with someone means believing that to be in someone else's presence is the only means of being, completely, yourself. And now it's Saturday morning, and tomorrow I'll be 40, which makes this the last Saturday morning in her 30s, to quote the title of an Eileen Miles and Alice Notley poem that I've thought of with a smile maybe 60 times while making phone calls, running errands, during scattered Saturday mornings over the last 10 years. Yesterday afternoon, I drove back here from New York. I was disoriented and confused, and I'm confused now, too, whether to address you in the declarative or narrative, that is, who am I talking to? I got back to New York on Tuesday night after spending those 5 days in L.A. with you. And then Silvera and I spent Wednesday, Thursday, moving all our stuff from 2nd Avenue to 7th Street. All through the move, I was regretful, and I'm trying not to be regretful still. In the late 70s, when I was working in the New York City topless bars, there was this disco song that stayed around forever called Shame by Evelyn Champagne King. It was perfect for that time and place, evoking the emotion without owning it. Shame. What you do to me is a shame. I'm only trying to ease the pain. Deep in your arms is where I want to be. Because shame is what we always felt, me and all my girlfriends, for expecting sex to breed complicity. Complicity is like a girl's name, writes Dodie Bellamy. Is that what you wanted? You asked me Friday morning. It was nearly 10. We'd been arguing in bed without our clothes for hours, and you just charitably, generously told me a sad story from your life to make amends for calling me psychotic. To try and make things right. Is that what you wanted? A ragged kind of intimacy? Let's hear that disco song that Chris Krauss just mentions in her book, I Love Dick.
On the bully when cats used to harmonize, yeah. Like
yo,
my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing,
feel
yo.
Real good,
wave your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Poppin' Yang.
Like you got
yang. Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win? You ain't right within. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Hey, Okay, we just heard. I played for you Cowboy Junkies. It's a cover of a Lou Reed, Sweet Jane. Then I played a song mentioned in a passage I read from I Love Dick. This song is called Shame, performed by Evelyn Champagne King. And then we just heard a recording of the vinyl clean version of Lauryn Hill's Doo-Wop, That Thing. It's a pretty amazing pop song. Kind of more, less, I guess, in the destructive vein I've been talking about, but I think related to the theme. So I'd like to play some more music now. And maybe I'll read one more passage from this book. How is everyone? How about a public service announcement? All right. Okay, this one's about food. Separate. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. And as usual, I've read this PSA before. One easy thing you could do is just to not eat meat as often or at all. Not to say that, you know, I'm judging you. I'm just saying that that's one way to avoid these bacteria. And now for some more music. This is Lindsay, and you're listening to Remix Tape.
Bros before hoes disagree on the sidelines. Fight for a fee, the man needs a maid. The maid needs a maid. Laid off.
Shine. He can come home as late as can be, home without
Hey, it's Remix Tape. And now, a passage from I Love Dick. This visit would be my first time ever seeing you alone. 11 weeks ago, I fell in love with you and started writing letters that were turning into what? I hadn't told you how 3 weeks ago I'd left my husband and moved upstate alone. But 2 days before I'd FedExed every letter as a love letter, the manifesto I'd addressed to you about snowy woods and female art and finding the first person, so I thought you'd know. You never read it. And if you had, you told me later you might have been less cruel. You were a rock and roller from the English Midlands. Whatever made me think these subjects would interest you. My love for you was absolutely groundless, as you'd pointed out, that night in January in the company of my husband. It was about the only time you ventured an opinion past your sexy cryptic silence, the silence that I'd written on. But what does groundless really mean? My love for you was based upon a single meeting in December, which you finally described in an exasperated letter to my husband as genial, but not particularly intimate or remarkable. Yet this meeting had driven me to write more words to you than there were numbers on that EDL, 250 pages, and still counting, which in turn led to the rental car, this rainy drive along Route 126, this plan to visit you. Thank you for listening to Remix Tape today. I think people should be able to write letters to whoever they want to write letters to. You can send them or not. And it isn't a humiliation to be honest about how you feel. See you next week.
De llorar y no amanece, ya no sé si maldecirte o por ti rezar. Tengo miedo de buscarte y de encontrarte. ¿Dónde me aseguran mis amigos que te vas? Hay momentos en que quisiera mejor rajarme y arrancarme y a los clavos de mi penar. Pero mis ojos se mueren sin mirar tus ojos y mi cariño con la aurora te vuelve a esperar. Y agarraste por tu cuenta la parranda. Paloma negra, ¿dónde, dónde andará? Ya no juegues con mi honra, parandera. Si tus caricias han de ser mías, de nadie más. Y aunque te amo con locura, ya no vuelvas. Paloma negra, eres la reja de un penar. Quiero ser libre, vivir mi vida con quien yo quiera. Dios, dame fuerza, que me estoy muriendo
por irla a buscar y agarrar.